Sergeant Alvin York was one of the most decorated veterans of the First World War, a hero in the mountains of Tennessee. When he came home from the war, he had a mission: to build a school near his home. Before he was drafted, York had barely been away from the frontier cabin where he grew up. It's where he wanted to raise his own family and be a farmer and provide children there a proper education. On this Veterans Day, NPR's Noah Adams brings us York's story from his home valley.
Here in the mountains, up close to the Kentucky border, it still seems isolated. It's about an hour's drive from any interstate. Get close to Sergeant Alvin C. York's home place on a curvy road, and you'll find a general store that looks like it did in 1892. Bunch of guys up on the porch in rocking chairs. It's easy to collect memories.
My grandfather used to cut Sergeant Alvin York's hair, and he would pay a quarter for to get his hair cut. He was a big man, red-headed.
This is Richard West, who says he farms the farm his daddy farmed, and his daddy as well. It's a community that stays close.
Sergeant used to, when they'd have dinner up there years ago, there'd be what, maybe 25 or 30 people, wouldn't they? They'd come in and eat. All the neighbors would come in and eat on them. The grocery trucks would stop up there just like they do at the stores down here and deliver, you know, groceries some. And any kin folks or anybody visiting him, they just eat while he's there.
One of the men on the porch has a knife, and shavings are collecting by his feet.
I'm whittling cedar, old-fashioned red cedar.
What is your name?
Pete Smith.
When Sergeant York died in 1964, Pete Smith says important people from all over the United States came to this valley to pay tribute.
I remember the day of the funeral, I was digging potatoes, and I hadn't never seen many helicopters, and man, they just about as high as a light wars, and they was 12 or 15 of them. They like to jarred me out of the tobacco patch.
Alvin York of Tennessee was a hero of the First World War, who became even better known decades later when Gary Cooper played the title role in the 1941 Hollywood movie Sergeant York. Right there on the screen, people got to see him say goodbye to his sister and to his mother.
I'll be coming back.
And maybe Alvin York did say just that in real life. Late in 1917, he had asked his draft board for an exemption, said he didn't want to fight, but in the end, he rode off on a mule to the war in France.
Ma, what are they a-fighting for?
I don't rightly know, child. I don't rightly know.
The movie shows the battle in France. It shows York moving alone up a ridge, attacking with his rifle, then pistols, shutting down a machine gun nest. A German officer calls for surrender. His surviving troops lay down weapons. Alvin York would be promoted, given a parade in New York, a standing ovation in Congress, the Medal of Honor. Let's take a moment and sit at a picnic table in the small Tennessee settlement that local people call Pall Mall. There's mist coming off the mountains all around. It's farmland that would not be easy to leave. You're Mr. Andy York?
Uh-huh.
Alvin York's son?
I'm number 5 of 10.
How old are you now?
I'm 85. My brother's 92 and my sister's 82, so there's only 3 of us still. Still going.
Andy York is retired these days. He was a Tennessee Park Ranger right here at the York Historical Site. His dad, Alvin York, after the war, married his longtime love, Gracie Williams, and went back to farming. He had turned down all the celebrity deals, even vaudeville, but he did start raising money to build a proper high school.
The biggest reason, and of course, he only got to the third grade. And for the kids around here in the rural area, they have no chance to go to somewhere else, to a big school. He was going to try to get that where they wouldn't have to go very far, and then get education there, see.
And it worked. He spent his own money, traveled to ask for more, mortgaged his farm twice, and he finished building and staffing the school for a start in 1926. The York Institute is 10 miles away up the mountain in Jamestown, the county seat. The idea was to build a good school in the town and make sure all the kids from out in the valleys could get there. Every year, the new students learn about Sergeant York and the movie is shown often. Jason Tompkins, who graduated here, is now the principal.
We have an expectation at our school because we're Sergeant York's own. For a man to come in and to give of himself, he could have made himself rich, but instead he chose to invest his money into the community. I wouldn't have done it. I would probably have not put my farm up. I would probably have not put the amount of effort into working the way that he did. You know, that's just a phenomenal statesman-like quality that very few people ever have.
Alvin York would have loved meeting a present-day student, Paige Cobb, a sophomore. She would know about York and his skill with a rifle. He used to win the local shooting matches. And Paige is on the rifle team. It's part of the ROTC program.
We have our T-shirts if we travel. They always say Alvin C. York or Sergeant York's Own on them. And there's some people that walks up to us and they'll be like, oh, I know Sergeant York. I've watched a movie about him or something. And then you've got some that's like, who's Sergeant York?
York, I mean, he was a hero. I mean, no doubt about it.
And Christopher Garrett certainly knows about Alvin York's love for the land. Garrett, a senior, is taking farm management courses.
He come from some rich farmland. Some guys I know used to farm the York Bottoms down by the grist mill and stuff, and it was some fertile soil that produced some really good crops and good yields.
The school day is over. The buses are lined up outside the York Institute. Larry Williams is looking to smile at his regular riders.
We should be getting ready to pull out right here in just a minute.
The bus goes out along the ridges and then down into the valleys, and I get a chance to ask about the York Institute mascot. The teams are called the Dragons. It's the home of the Dragons.
Dragons are cool. Yes, sir, I enjoy having dragons as a mascot.
Why do you say that?
Well, like she said, dragons are cool, and they're very, really fierce and ferocious.
Erin Perdue, who's 15 and a sophomore at York, and her sister Katie, 17, a senior. In the morning, their mom drives them into school. The afternoon bus ride home can take an hour and a half. Theirs is the last stop on the route. Erin is looking to Tennessee Tech for college.
Computer science, and then I'm going to minor in foreign language.
Which one?
German.
Her sister Katie plans on the University of Tennessee.
Same for me, major in computer science, minor in foreign language, but by foreign language will probably be Japanese.
End of the day in a mountain valley in Tennessee. End of the story. The school that Alvin C. York wanted to build is now in its 89th year with close to 600 students. Noah Adams, NPR News.